The following audio drama is rated PG-13 for parental guidance.
This is Kate Page, narrator and voice of Anna and Athena in God Complex. God Complex is an audio drama set after the apocalypse, told from the point of view of various gods who all seek a reason to exist in a world without mortals to deify them. The following clip is taken from Chapter 26 of the series, in which Fea, a young goddess based on Celtic mythology, faces off against Orohime, a Japanese water goddess. Thank you for listening.
You're a child. I know that. I don't want to hurt you. This is your home. That's why you're protecting it so. You're too stubborn to admit it. As if looking sympathetic would get in the way of your ambitions, whatever they may be. Noble or not, you venture beyond this home and take others' domains. You're a conqueror. It's your type I detest most.
Why?
Would you care if I told you?
Nope. Just needed a distraction.
What?
Orohime looks up just as the sky above them is blotted out. A dark curtain of feathers flies overhead, working as a giant umbrella to keep the rain from getting through. It doesn't cover much distance, and it wasn't going to last long, which is why Fea puts everything into the next attack. Fea snaps to Orohime's position. Orohime's already melting into a puddle of water for a quick escape. Fea throws a punch. It's buried deep inside her, and once she finds it, she grabs on and yanks it to the surface. Hot. Hot enough to burn her. Hotter. Make it hotter so it grows beyond her. Searing so that the world knows how she feels. Bright bluish flames surround each of Fea's digits, burning from within her clenched fist. It's so hot, Fea can feel her own skin melting away. She'll burn Orohime, too. For good. Without even having to connect, so much of Orohime's watery mass sublimes into a steam that peters out above them. Can't do it. Won't do it. Cause she sees them. All of them. Their faces. Hears them, too. Their screams. All of Phalius is on fire again, and suddenly, she's so small. Even smaller than she is now. There's nothing she can do to put out the fires. There's nothing she can do to save them. Any of them. So she collapses in on herself in a sad attempt to put out the embers inside. Dull, cooled, and no different than any time before, Fea's fist connects with Orohime's watery cheek. There's no give, so she fists right through into the cooling liquid that made up the dragoness. They lock eyes again. It's different this time. So different. Orohime looks concerned. Damn it. This is the longest second. Neither of them seems to care at that moment, so Fea breaks up her sheet of floating feathers, and Orohime just pulls away, allowing Fea to dislodge from her cheek.
What was that?
Nothing. Keep fighting.
It was so hot. Hotter than any fire I've ever felt. Hotter than any fire my own mother could produce. No dragon's flames are like that. What was that?
Fight me!
Fea shouts, hopping back and throwing several sharp feathers at Orohime. There's no effort made to dodge. Orohime stands there as the feathers pass through her body.
That would have burned past my water and straight through my divinity. I wouldn't have reformed. So why?
Ugh. It's got nothing to do with you. It's this place. I can't... won't do it here.
You haven't used it anywhere.
Orohime says, stepping towards Fea.
Otherwise Midgard would be yours. Are these dormant Morrigan abilities? Have you not fully come into your powers yet?
Shut up!
You're just a godling,
Orohime says, kneeling towards Fea, arms open.
You haven't even taken a life yet, have you?
Eyes wide, ichor boiling and feathers shuffling, Fea lurches back.
Don't touch me!
She shouts, shaking her domain.
I've killed plenty!
Fea points to the feathers stabbed into the ground.
Tombstones for those I've killed. Doesn't matter that I'm a godling. I'm Morgan. A monster. Whether I want to be or not.
As though she hadn't heard a word of what Fea had said, Orohime looks around. Her eyes search for answers that she won't find. Then, when she seems satisfied, she looks back over at Fea.
You're afraid. Afraid of what you're capable of.
But rather than run away from what scares you, what you don't want to become, you're charging straight towards it. I call myself a liberator, but deep down I know I'll conquer anyone who turns down my offers because I need that power if I'm going to overthrow my enemy.
The sound of metal shaking catches Feya's attention, and she notices Orohime's hand trembling on her hilt.
You and I are like she. We will both become monsters because living any other way is somehow more painful. Unlike me, however, you won't have to suffer this metamorphosis.
What?
What?
Orohime points her sword.
I'll kill you so you won't have to hurt anyone else. This is the gift I give you.